kinsman redeemer. And when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. The Lord Jesus Christ came from glory and he returned to glory. He left his throne of glory to come to be with us, to be with man. He laid aside his glory so that he would be like us, to be like man. He was born of God in the power of the Holy Spirit. Mary was told, "The Holy Spirit shall come upon you and overshadow you, for God sent his Son in the likeness of sinful flesh for us." He came from his heavenly home into complete union with man. He renounced his magnificent heritage to come and share our lot. His task, to redeem mankind from their sin, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, it was so. And the new man was born. And in the words of the famous hymn, a second Adam to the fight and to the rescue came. Without the likeness, there could be no rescue, no remission of sins. And yet the likeness was to be a sinless likeness, for the innocent must die for the guilty. He came to be made like us, so that we one day could be like him. He came to be with us, and he came to be like us, so that we could be with him, and we could be like him. Without the former, the latter would be impossible. But however much God loved the world, he must also judge the world. For the wages of sin is death. Death. Death to sin, and death to the sinner. Oh, but the gift of God is eternal life to all. All who would believe on Jesus. Why? Why do we have to believe on Jesus? Why believe? Why not just believe on God the Father? Surely that's enough. Is not the Father's love great enough and sufficient enough to save us from our sins? No, never. This is impossible. God in heaven could not redeem us. For God lacked one important element. God was not human. Only one that was fully identified with man could accomplish this enormous task. And God in heaven lacked the position of kinsman. God could not redeem us. To be the saviour of mankind, he must be like mankind. To be the saviour of humanity, he must be a kinsman redeemer. This was a non-negotiable law that God himself imposed upon man and sin. And in Genesis 3, we read that the Lord God made coats of skin and clothed them until that time, the fullness of time. For God is never late. And when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. With men this is impossible. Oh, but with God all things are possible. Oh, listen to the wondrous story, counted once among the lost. Yes, one came down from heaven's glory, saving us at awful cost. No angel could his place have taken, highest of the high though he, the love of one in cross forsaken, was one of the Godhead three. Who saved us for eternal loss? Who but God's Son upon the cross? Why did he do? He died for you. Where is he now? In heaven, interceding for you.